So this is the 10th October 1980. And how do you say your name?
Cecilia Harry.
Cecilia Harry. Yeah. Where are you from exactly?
Elkly Lake.
Where is Elkly Lake? I'm sorry not to know these things, but...
It's about 30 miles from Williams Lake.
Aha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your language?
Shuswap.
Shuswap. Mm-hmm. And can you read the word for to hunt?
Becham.
Again?
Becham. Becham.
This is the word for to fry now, is it?
Yes. Becham.
Okay, so let's have to hunt. We better stop for a second while you get that. That's better, yes. So let's come again and have to hunt.
Becham.
Again?
Becham.
To fry.
Echam.
Again.
Echam.
Tail.
Supa.
Again.
Supa.
To breathe.
Supm.
Again.
Supm.
Sick.
Kep.
Again.
Kep.
Heart.
Pusman.
Again.
Pusman.
My heart.
When Pusman.
Again?
When?
Let's not worry about that. I mean, you know, let's just leave the my heart. So coming back, we can have again the word meaning heart. Mm-hmm. Was.
Postman.
He rings it.
Opens.
Again?
Opens.
He looks like him.
Battens.
Again?
Battens.
Word meaning soft.
This one here is battens.
Well, that's he removes hair again. Yeah. So let's have those pair again then. So he looks like him would be
battens.
And he removes hair.
Battens.
Uh-huh. Word meaning soft. Talking about skin or cloth. Would be.
I forgot that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's not worry about that one then. Put away out of sight would be. Let me just stop for a moment. And then we're going on with spark or a fire.
T'ik.
Again.
T'ik.
And stop raining.
T'ik.
Again.
T'ik.
Now, can I hear that pair again? If you say first the word meaning spark and then the word meaning stop raining. So here we go.
T'ik and t'ik.
Again.
T'ik and t'ik.
Fine, that's very difficult for me. The word for a doctor.
T'akwilch.
Again.
T'akwilch.
The word meaning come.
Stek.
Again.
Stek.